We're at 7 and a half of the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here, Rich McFadden in the hour. Kenny's working on some production things. We have lots to talk about. The usual thing, well, usual. It's not always the same thing, but yet there's lots going on in the world. A lot of interesting things. Usually the conversations about people and what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I guess a lot of people feel badly because Roger Ebert has died. And what's interesting here is that it was only one day after he found out that he had cancer, or he didn't find out, but he told everybody that he was battling cancer again. So this was really the end of the road for him. He'd worked for the Chicago sometime. That's a really good, in terms of a trivia question, because there were two papers that one Siskel worked for, the other one Ebert worked for. And when they did that television show at the movies for 24 years before Siskel died in 1999, it was really pretty much what the relationship was between the two of them. And that's what formed the tension and what formed the interest in the show, and also what got people so excited about going to various movies or staying away. They had tremendous influence. And that's, Jennifer, kind of the thing that's interesting about this. It was just another television show, or at least I would see people say, why are we spending much time talking about Roger Ebert?
Oh, he was very important, I think. And
how is he important?
Growing up with him, so I know that that was a big thing. Growing up with Siskel and Ebert, you would see him on the weekends talking about the movies. But what I noticed yesterday on social media was that a lot of people who are now entertainment reporters or, you know, they were talking about how touched they were because he was really, I mean, he kind of changed, Siskel and Ebert together changed the face of movie reviewers and, you know, how people look at the movies and entertainment. And so I think he had a big impact on pop culture.
Yeah, but why was it? Was it his knowledge? They both seemed very, for me anyway, as I watched them, thought they were both very intelligent. And at that time, frankly, the reviewing of television, movies, that sort of thing, had become almost comic strip for some because the people that were doing it weren't very smart, they weren't very good, and maybe that was the difference between guys like Ebert and Siskel, who were very well-read. They were, I thought, facile is probably the word, at describing their points of view on these movies and what was going on in the business, but the focus wasn't so much on the movies as it was on them. We all remember the thumbs up and thumbs down stuff.
Sure.
But we remember also the sort of banter, the barbs, the
right.
things that sometimes go on.
It was fun when they agreed, but more fun when they didn't.
Now, so why is it that people get uncomfortable sometimes with that stuff? Even here on this radio program, when all of us don't agree, there seems to be a discomfort among some in the audience who don't like it when we don't all agree or when there seem to be a few barbs back and forth. And yet when Siskel and Ebert went at it, or a lot of times you can hear, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another program where there are people that don't seemingly get along pretty well, whether it's radio or television.
I think you can argue in media and keep people comfortable as long as they know that you like each other at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. As long as it's done with respect, as long as it's done in fun and nothing is mean-spirited, I think you can do it. I think you can get away with it.
Yeah.
And they look like they liked each other.
Oh, I think, yeah. Ebert co-wrote the Russ Meyer film, Beyond the Valley. How many people saw this? Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, back in 1970, 71.
I did not.
I thought it was something about it that was so weird. It was a weird flick. And pretty disturbing, actually. Pretty violent in, for the time when it came to sexual matters, anyway. And then Ebert also wrote about 15 books. The first film critic to win the Pulitzer Prize for criticism. I think it was the first time it was handed out, in 1975, I think. So, the passing of Roger Ebert, and lots of people talking about that. 888-302-3684. That's the way to contact us here at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. I'll reach you around in a bit. And your thoughts, as usual, about the things that are going on. You can certainly use Twitter. Maybe Jennifer, because Kenny is working on something else. You keep your eye on our social media, Facebook and Twitter. That'd be kind of cool. And wondering out loud whether or not people think. I've heard some folks talking about Roger Ebert and his passing, thinking or saying that, okay, so he was just a movie reviewer. Why are we talking about him so much? Why is there so much focus on the guy? He was just a film critic. But I think Jennifer pointed out the fact that it was more than film criticism. It was an interesting, entertaining program in and of itself, which, you know, so some of the movies were good, some of them were bad. That wasn't really the focus. It was, what did Siskel think?
Yeah.
What did Ebert think?
Those thumbs go up or down.
Right, and did they agree? Yeah. Was that the first usage of thumbs up and thumbs down?
I don't know. I think maybe the most popular usage of that, for sure.
Yeah. Michael said the Romans invented it.
And that's probably true.
Well, I mean, now that he mentioned that, that's true. Think about the gladiators. Think about any old movie that you've seen about the Christians and the lions and the gladiators and whether or not somebody lives or dies. Often, now that he mentioned it, I think he's right. The thumbs up, that would mean that they would live. Thumbs down, no. And oftentimes the gladiators would get their opponent. I'm beginning to now come back to a scene from Spartacus or some of those other shows and other movies that were like that. And the crowd, and it brings you then back around to what is current gladiator status in our society, and that is football. Although we don't do thumbs up or thumbs down because it doesn't get to be life or death. It certainly is violent, as is hockey. You're fascinated with hockey.
I love hockey.
It's very, It's very violent. Isn't the season over yet? It's
almost.
It's spring. Why isn't it over?
It didn't even start till January.
Yeah, really? Well, that's right, too. We had a half a season this
year.
That's
I want to take every bit that I can.
Mm. And then there's a basketball. This is where we have the final eight this weekend, right, in basketball? NCAA.
Is it the final four or the final eight?
We're down to four.
Four games, but is it four games with eight teams?
No,
four teams left.
Four teams. Okay. You see how intertwined
that is. Score a point for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of that, the discussion continues that Rutgers coach was named Mike Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was okay, I think it has been said. There's nothing new in somebody saying it's kind of interesting the way the teams over the years, players in the teams, guys that have been bopped on the back of the head with a basketball or kicked in the butt or something thrown at their private parts, seem to be coming around to his, to sort of supporting him. Or as I think about it, and go back to my own days playing whatever I did. I didn't, you know, I was active in football and basketball. I didn't ever play hockey, but I did things. I wasn't good at it, but I did it because I wanted to have girls pay attention to me. That's pretty much what you do.
That's why most people go into sports,
I
think.
Of course it is.
And the bands, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, let's get real. Unless you, once you get into basketball, if you're in a Division I team, maybe Division II in college, then it's more serious. But if you're playing any kind of sport in high school, it's because you want to get girls. That's it.
You know what stinks? There's nothing that that girls can do to go into to get boys.
I'm not sure about that. Maybe I'll review that with you. So whilst we think of a few other things here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Obviously, I need the help.
Maybe. Just a tad. 888-30. I'll tell you there were some things. Never mind. 888-302-3684. How about $1 million hairline? If your hair is going bad, remember the old hair club for men? Remember that guy? What was his name? Who remembers the old hair club for men?
I'm the president.
Right, exactly. What the heck was that guy? Sperling. That's his
Sperling. Sperling. There you go.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you, Michael. Anyway, that was something at the time that seemed to make sense. People were wearing weaves or
terrible spray-on hair. Remember that?
Oh, my God. I mean, that was Ron Popeil who developed the spray-on hair. Oh, my God. That stuff smelled. Okay,
how
so
do you
we've
know?
Advanced. I heard.
My friend told me.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Jennifer. Thing hair. That wasn't really actually very nice. I could make fun of your father.
You asked, and I said, you know, how do you know?
I just know. I'm in the know and on the go. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. Thinning hair could be the result of aging follicles. You have thinning, weak, tired hair. You ought to be using the new Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger hair follicles, fuller hair follicles, more vibrant hair follicles. And this is like nothing you've ever tried before because it's all natural. This is the new wave. You know that. A lot of the things we're talking about were chemicals, the things you used to put in your hair, whether you put it on it or in it. They were really bad for you. They were awful for you, in fact. But if you're a man or a woman who has thinning hair, be happy that you've now heard about Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. If you have that thinning hair problem and you want to do something about it that's safe for you, this is the new scientific breakthrough. See the amazing results for yourself. Call 800-525-8319. It's a serum called Provia. No side effects. It's easy to use and simple, simple, simple. When you're done, people look at your hair and say, hey, what's different about you? You get compliments every day. And by the way, if it doesn't work, you know you get your money back. That's why I talk about it, because if I didn't think it was a good product, I wouldn't tell you to call 800-525-8319. I'm using it. Yeah, I got some thinning spots. Richie would be happy to tell you about my thinning hair.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I know you are. He's very happy to talk about your age, you actually have a good head of hair. I do. Thank you very much, Richie.
And I'm the mean one. Thanks, Doug.
That's a good save. That was a good save. Thank you.
Yeah, you like that?
Order Provio. See, you'll never have to worry about your hair. You have one of those heads of hair. No, you won't. No matter how old you get, you'll have a good head of hair.
Yeah.
But it does. I remember watching Johnny Carson's hairline. If you go through the 30 years he was the host of The Tonight Show, one of the most interesting things, look at pictures of his hair when he first got started when he was 35, I think, when he started, right? They did 30 years and he retired at 65, right? So his hairline, and that goes for most of us. So if you want to say goodbye to your hair saying goodbye to you, call 800-525-8319, the natural way to fix your hair. It not only cleans the follicles and allows the hair to grow, but it's sort of thing, you know, like that shampoo that you use sometimes that makes your hair fuller. Well, that's part of the blend here that makes everything seem and actually become much better with your hair. Try Provia risk-free and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a free month supply of Provia. 800-525-8319.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so we have some comedic moments and some moments from Roger Ebert's career coming up here on Good Day.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've been gone. What happened to my voice?
That's where it was.
Since it's been gone. My number one song during this week in 2005 belongs to Kelly Clarkson. Was that year? What year did she win American Idol?
No, we went through this last week. It was like 2001.
Yeah, it was the very first year.
We've had that much Kelly Clarkson music on this program or discussion?
She is a juggernaut, man. It's unbelievable.
Beg your pardon.
Think about her career. Yeah. I mean, it's been strong, and it's been around for 10 years.
All right, so there we go with that musical interlude or reflection. Before we spend some time thinking about Roger Ebert and his work with the Gene Siskel, let's go into last night's Late Night Joke Fest with the Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Fallon. Jay starts.
Hey, folks, I got to tell you, the tensions continue to mount in this North Korean situation. It's getting pretty serious. The U.S. has moved a Navy warship off the coast of the Korean Peninsula. Is that going to scare the North Koreans? You really want to scare them? Don't send a warship. You send a Carnival cruise ship. Okay, that's just the stench. Well, Kim Jong-un says that war could break out today or tomorrow. Who plans a war like that? I'll declare war today. Oh, I got to take the dog to the groomers. I'm sorry. I'll make it tomorrow. I'll make it tomorrow instead.
And I just, you know, I can't. It's just one of those things. I don't know. And I'll get over this. You know I'll get over it. I get over everything. They give Jay $15 million.
You get over everything.
Not to host the Tonight Show. They gave Conan $30 million not to host the Tonight Show. I have not hosted the Tonight Show longer than both of them put together.
Where is my money?
Television is changing, you guys. In fact, American Idol is letting viewers use Twitter to pick the theme for an upcoming episode. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Unfortunately, the winning theme was The Voice. So it's a little weird.
That's funny.
Some more TV news. NBC is moving America's Got Talent from New Jersey to New York's Radio City Music Hall, right over here. Beautiful. Beautiful theater. beautiful, gorgeous. Producers say that it will bring more prestige and class to the show. You know, right before the audition, the guy who does the national anthem with armpit farts.
He's right.
David Letterman was funny there. So they're giving Jay, that's the first I've heard of that, Jennifer. He's getting paid $15 million to get out early.
To leave early. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
The last time he went through all this, he built in an early exit clause for himself, yes, which was brilliant, because who knew this would happen again.
So he gave back a year's salary at $12 million, so he's now going to be $3 million ahead by the time he's done.
Jennifer, let's work this out. Hey, Doug, how much will you pay us to leave early?
Rich, what time is it right now?
27 past.
Okay. Let me think about it for a couple of minutes. In the meantime,
I'd take $100 to leave an hour early. That would
really
work. Yeah, that'd be nice. Right.
But I'm taking you to dinner tonight. So what's the
deal?
How does this help me, you two?
I'll have to think about that, Jen. All right, let's listen to a quick bit from a funny promo with Ebert and Siskel.
The science fiction thriller RoboCop this week on Siskel and Ebert in the movies. This week on Siskel and Ebert in the movies, the science fiction adventure RoboCop.
Do that again.
Very funny, Donna, and you're my friend.
You know that Virgin speech is a second language?
Roger's first language is, yes, I'll have apple pie with my order. He asked the McDonald's girls if he can have apple pie with their order before they asked him.
And you know what Gene says when he goes into McDonald's? Can I have apple with their order?
Roger is the only guy in the history to ever answer yes to every question he's asked at McDonald's. Want some salad with your apple pie? Want some french fries with your salad? Want some hamburger with your french fries? Want some shake with your...
Want some shake? I knew Gene...
Anything.
I knew Gene couldn't sustain that string for long without a grammatic
error. I don't know how many items there are, but they've worked him through the whole menu.
Gene was in the other day.
He ordered every thing they have. He ordered a cone and a sundae.
Now, the other day, Gene was in there, and the little girl said to him, would you like some french fries with your order? And Gene's answer was, no, maybe. Other. Yes. No.
All right.
When they saw Gene walking in with a little kid behind the counter, called for the manager and said, Mr. Jones, can you come out here? You can understand Mr. Siskel, can't you?
That's cute. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have you along. Friday counts. First Friday of April 2013. Hopefully you're going to have a good weekend.
Yes. Finally getting warm.
I'm happy it's
started.
Friday.
It is warm. Yeah. All right, so Richie, are you taking me to dinner tonight or am I taking you to dinner tonight?
We'll flip for it. How's that?
Flip. Okay, that's good. Who's going to be in charge of the coin?
Meredith.
No. You know what we're going to do? We'll let the ladies, Janet and Meredith, can flip.
I bet Janet's not going to dinner.
I got sick kids. I may be a bachelor here. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Juliana's got 102 temperature.
Oh, really? That's not good at all.
Yeah, no.
All right. So that happens in the springtime. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's going around.
Shake, rattle, and roll. So the travel from... This is the travel log. I don't know how many of you saw yesterday the video of the day, me changing a tire along Interstate 95 in South Florida. And yesterday we made it to our... We were actually on time.
What did you knock off at the bottom of the vehicle? To bring everybody up to speed if you didn't hear, Doug wasn't paying attention to the road. He was paying attention to his girlfriend, which sounds very sweet until you hit Jimmy Hoffa.
Until you hit a turtle.
And it knocks something off of the bottom of the car. So Doug was able to change the tire and get it fixed, but there was something knocked loose on the bottom of the car. And what did it end up being?
Well, it was the shroud that covered the little electrical motor that sort of keeps the all-wheel drive focused on one axle or another. Mm-hmm. There's a little motor that runs. Yeah. So your car can't focus,
and neither can we. This is a problem.
Right. No, the car is okay now. There's a little extra noise underneath it one way or another, but nothing serious. At any rate, we were supposed to last night get to, where were we supposed to be? Was it Fayetteville? Florence, right. Florence, South Carolina. Had a room all set up, perfect. Everything's wonderful. We got there early enough. We're going to have a good night's sleep. Well, we get there, and the setup in the room doesn't work.
So we can't do the program from there. Because normally, the wonder of technology is that I can sound like I'm in a studio.
But you're in a hotel room.
Razzle-dazzle thing, and I'm in a hotel room. Nobody knows.
But you have to have a wired internet, not a wireless internet.
Right, exactly.
Many hotels do not have wired internet anymore.
So when Bob makes the arrangements, Bob Kay, who's my manager, and he takes care of all of my road trips for me. So he makes the arrangements, and he says to them on penalty of death.
I think he's so weird.
No.
Asking for wired internet. Like, sir, why do you want wired internet?
Wired internet.
I'd be like, sorry, we're full that night.
I'm going to launch missiles.
I'm going to launch missiles
and a massive internet virus from my
hotel. Yeah,
you go over there,
Kim
Jong. Try the Hampton Inn down the road.
Well, actually, that was it. We were in a Hampton Inn. Because normally they're fairly reliable with these hardwired Ethernet connections. So I get to the hotel and they've got this weird thing in the wall that doesn't fit any cable that I've got at all. So I ask around. The first mistake I made was calling downstairs, can you please get me the man who's in charge? And there was some silence, and the lady on the phone
Tom
says,
gets
I'm in charge.
Hello?
No, no, the lady says, I'm in charge.
I left the light on.
No.
What else do you want?
So you asked for the man in charge, and the woman answered the phone.
So she was, right away, we were on great terms.
Yes, this is, yes, this is 1972. How can I help you?
I just finished my secretarial duties. What's up?
You guys are being cruel. All right, so anyway.
I'm not someone who's a male chauvinist pig.
I'm not sure she was that interested in helping me after that. And so we made arrangements to move up the road about 4 miles, or at least we thought we had made arrangements to move up the road about 4 miles, and we'd be fine. Well, by the time we went back and forth with all this, there's some... I mean, who would go to Florence, South Carolina for a convention? Every hotel, I can't remember how many times I've driven. I said to Meredith when we were driving north, I can't tell you over the 40 years since when my mother got sick in the mid-60s, my father bought a place in Florida for her, and I used to drive her back and forth. I have been up and down this road literally hundreds of times since in the last 40-some-odd years. So, you know, I'd never thought of Florence, South Carolina as anything other than a, you know, like a stop on the way maybe to go to the Waffle House, which, by the way, Richie, I took Meredith to the Waffle House.
She's the poor girl.
She must be so impressed with you.
Gosh, are you trying to kill her?
What I'm sure she's thinking, I'm dating a really moldy
roller. I'm dating a high roller.
God, I know.
It was $11.42, and Meredith left him a $20 tip.
Did you tip
him
for the cockroaches?
Oh, my God, I wish I worked at that Waffle House.
No, but no, we were, they're young kids. That when you walk into the Waffle House, you're sure of one thing. Everything's very consistent. Whether you think it's consistently good or consistently bad, there's something about the Waffle House and the waffles that makes me feel like I'm getting away with something by going there. Because I don't like normally.
Usually, you're getting away with your life if you walk.
So, Bob said to Meredith, we were talking about it after we left there yesterday, last night, when we were making the arrangements, Bob is happy to say that he's been to 4 Waffle Houses in his life, and they were all on trips with me. So, anyway, how did we... Oh, so, we ended up having to leave. By the time we got around to getting our arrangements, the room that we had at the next hotel up the road had been taken. So then we get in the car and we start driving. We have to drive an hour north. So now we're in South. We're in North Carolina. And what town are we in? I don't even know where we are in North Carolina. Lumberton. We're in Lumberton. That's where we are. Lumberton.
North Carolina is one of my favorite states. I wish I was with you. Will you please, please buy me a cheer wine while you're there?
You and your cheer wine.
Please. What is it called?
It's called cheer wine.
It's cherry soda.
No, it's not strawberry soda. Rich. It is cherry soda.
Would I like it?
Yes, you would. Get diet, though, for me, please.
All right, so, Meredith, that's our task for today. We have to go get some
Where in the world is Lumberton, North Carolina?
Lumberton, North Carolina is south of Fayetteville.
It's Fayetteville, Doug.
Fayetteville. All right, Fayetteville. Okay.
Look at the Valley Girl trying to be all Southern on.
Don't try to be. That's where my family is.
And okay, whatever. That doesn't make you anything.
It doesn't make me anything, but it makes me know how to say the words.
All right. So Meredith wants instructions.
No, but
what is it?
Cherry.
What kind of wine?
It's called Cheer Wine.
Cheer.
Cheerwine. It's a soda.
Cheerwine.
But the I is silent. It's just cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
And when you're in North Carolina, you can't say soda. They won't know what you're talking about. You have to say pop.
Pop.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got that taken care of.
Okay.
So,
Oh, wow. Look how close, you are to me. This is getting scary.
I know. Thank you very much, Richie. Ask her, what am I? If you want to talk to her, you should talk. Is it retro?
It's a regional soda. And so it'll be with the regular sodas, but it has been around for a very long time, yes.
This is real compelling radio.
It is, actually. Yeah. People in North Carolina will be thrilled. They almost beat Coca-Cola, by the way, in the battle of the sodas.
Coca-Cola? Really? Coca-Cola. All right. 18 before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. I promise we are going to get to something of interest and importance, like the new gun laws that have been signed into effect in Connecticut that people are talking about. First of all, let's talk about your heart and the Cardiol situation in, and I say Cardiol because the product Cardiol is so advanced. Dr. Ken, as a matter of fact, who is one of the doctors on the Good Day program, so confident that this will help you lower your cholesterol and keep it in check, that he has recommended it to his patients, and that's really going some, because Ken doesn't go out on a limb for anything unless he really believes in it. So he has faith in it. You can, too. High cholesterol, such a problem. High triglycerides, such a problem in our country and in the part of the world. This was developed in Italy, where, of course, they have very rich diets, although people say, well, I'm going to live by the Mediterranean diet. That's really healthy. And it is. But the other side of it is that there are a lot of things, if you're not using olive oil and that sort of thing, you can put on the pounds pretty quickly, and with the pounds comes cholesterol, and that's dangerous. That's why you need Cardiol, and it's 9 natural ingredients working together to reduce your cholesterol level quickly. In 30 days, in fact, you will notice a difference. That's why the folks that have brought Cardiol into our country are offering you for I mean, this has been actually the rule of thumb. That's why so many people are on this. From the very beginning, they've said, we want you to try this free for 30 days. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling when you call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug. Ask for the free trial, and also get some information about the cholesterol home test that they have. They'll sell you one of these, and if you're lucky, you could be the right caller and you get a free one when you dial 888-809-6424. But let me tell you, it's worth the $89.95 investment. So you can measure cholesterol, a couple of drops of your blood, and bingo, you'll know exactly what your cholesterol level is, and you then know how much improvement you've had since you started this free trial. And then you can do like me, you keep on it as a maintenance, keeping the cholesterol exactly where it's supposed to be. The cholesterol starter kit and Cardiol, all part of the conversation you can have when you dial them up at 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Doug for that free trial.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, 70 degrees. Where'd that come from? 70 past the hour. 47 past, 13:04 the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta, not here, but Jennifer is, and Richie is. And the discussion of the gun laws in Connecticut now. This was rather dramatic. Any of you have seen the pictures or the video of the family members from the elementary school standing next to the governor, Mr. Malloy, in Connecticut. They signed into law these new gun restrictions. And they're pretty, I guess, depending on your point of view, they're pretty impressive. The legislation expands the state's assault weapons ban, adding 100 other firearms to the list. And I'm wondering whether in that list, what was this kid using? It wasn't an AK-47, it was a 15 something or other?
I don't know.
Was AR.
AR-15. Okay.
You know what it gets me here is that the gun sales and the ammunition sales in Connecticut skyrocketed before this.
Before
so
this
you tell me that there's a lot of public opinion for this, and I'll listen to that. I mean, I'm, you know, obviously it's got to be the voice of the people, but, you know, if people are really going out and buying ammunition and guns in droves, does that really mean that there's a lot of public opinion in this direction for gun control? I don't know.
Yeah, most of the polls show that there's support for this, but there's a hardcore group, and it's a fairly large group.
It's kind of like here in Washington. In the urban areas, in the compacted areas surrounding Washington, D.C., there's a lot of support for it.
Right.
And then once you start to get out of that area,
in the country,
where the real people live.
Right.
You think down here in North Carolina they want any of this? They want nothing to do with any of this stuff.
And you know what's really irking me here? Is the real problem is really being ignored, and that's mental health.
It's exactly my point.
That's the drug use being given to all of our kids for ADHD.
Didn't we have that
depression
stat yesterday? What's the statistic?
Yeah, I mean, somebody's looked into some of these mass shootings and found out
40% were on psychotropic drugs.
More than
all
that.
Of them.
All of them.
All
of them are on Zoloft or Prozac.
Yeah.
Chris Pittman, who murdered his grandparents, Zoloft. Kip Kinkle, both of the kids at Columbine were on some kind of psychotropic.
And look, those drugs can do a lot of good for people. I want to say that first, but you're right. We need to address the health, the mental health
aspect
of this.
It's totally being ignored.
And there was a psychiatrist. This just came out today. A psychiatrist that treated James Holmes, the guy that did the shooting at the movie theater in Colorado, said that he had homicidal thoughts and was a danger to the public a month before. He warned people a month before the event even took place. Where did those warnings go? How do they not get to the right people? It's crazy.
Well, it's all about what's considered politically correct. and many circumstances.
Perfectly correct. The mother of the Lanza
Rich.
Kid
yes.
let him store her guns in his
Makes
room.
It exactly.
It's
right.
absolute total just
so how are you gonna,
neglect.
How are these new gun laws going to impact? How are they going to make that?
One of the arguments I heard on one of these gun laws, and that's fine, you know, whatever, is that they'll only in Maryland, they'll only let them have 13 bullets because the 13th bullet was the one that killed this one little girl. So the 12 people that get killed in front of that
before,
are
okay.
Doesn't count, right. 48% of people in polls say they want tougher gun laws around.
Mental health, people.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stephen, good day, Friday program. This is Tech Talk time, where we are able to analyze some of the things going on. In a moment, we all want to figure out what this Facebook home feature is all about. Before that, though, reporter Shelley Palmer is here talking about the NFL's San Francisco 49er plan of letting everybody in the stadium access Wi-Fi at high speeds on game days. This sounds pretty interesting. Stand
yeah,
by for
yeah,
that.
This is a pet peeve of mine. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
All over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. You can too.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you know how sometimes you have a friend over to the house, they connect their laptop to your wireless network, and the whole thing blows up? Annoying, right? Now imagine having 68,500 friends over and knowing that they're all going to be able to connect online at once with no issue. That's exactly what the San Francisco 49ers are planning to do when their stadium opens up for the 2014 NFL season. Two of the 49ers' head tech guys are former Facebook employees, having spent their time creating the most efficient networks possible for that site. The 49ers' goal is to give fans speeds comparable to LTE, so somewhere between 20 to 40 megabits per second. While this year's Super Bowl in New Orleans saw only a few more than 8,000 Wi-Fi connections at its peak, 49ers brass envision a future where everyone will want to see alternative angles and instant replays. We'll have to wait and see if San Francisco scores a touchdown with its Wi-Fi idea or if it's forced to punt. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Okay, one of the items of interest this week, Facebook announcing that it is launching a new feature called Facebook Home, and it's just for Android devices. Why would that be?
It's an operating system, and Apple won't let them have an operating system on their phones, so obviously they have to go with Android, sure. Android is kind of more open, where people develop the software that the phone uses.
I saw somebody using a Samsung the other day, Richie, and I was told that it might be easier than an iPhone.
Listen, all phones are pretty easy and pretty nice at this point. Now it's just a matter of...
Would I be better off because I have an iPad to stay with an iPhone?
Yes, because you're
Meredith's got one, and she's just started to use it, as we can see from the video of the day yesterday.
Just because you're used to it, that's why.
Yeah, you're used to it. But anyway, this operating system is basically a Facebook operating system, which integrates all of the Facebook features into the phone's core operating system.
It's called Cover Feed. It automatically slides from story to story from a variety of social networks like Instagram as well as Facebook. Another feature called Chad Heads combines Facebook messaging with SMS text messaging.
Right.
When a new message comes on, it displays your friend's profile picture and a small circular icon. On their face.
It's just Facebook's way of trying to get into your phone a little bit deeper.
Really? So what is that? What happens to sell you more advertising, that kind of stuff? You can see more stuff.
It just makes you more attached to Facebook and using it to connect with your friends. And I actually heard an interesting conversation the other day asking whether your telephone number is really still your home number or is your Facebook account. If you're a single woman in a bar, do you give somebody your phone number or do you give them your Facebook account?
And my social security number, whatever they want.
Right.
I would give them my phone number still.
Well, the problem is you can't change your phone number easily. You can easily delete them from your friends and block them from contacting
you
on Facebook.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Right. I hadn't thought of it. Okay, it just seems personal information.
But it just seems like Facebook is starting to take over. Hey, this is my main way of connecting with you.
Yeah. So back to the high speed Wi-Fi on games. Is that a big deal?
When I was at the Nationals game the other day, and because 45,000 people were all trying to access their device,
it's very slow.
So for them to put Wi-Fi for everybody to use in stadiums and Disney and King's Dominion and other parks, great idea.
Is it?
Okay. Yep.
All right, there's the word. Everybody's heard about the word.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.